It's the best half an hour in football this season. The silence and the solemnity, good word.
What's it like when you're out there in the middle, James?
It's incredible. It's the best. It is the best experience in football. I mean, grand finals and playing in one is wonderful, and it's the culmination of your season. But that half an hour out in the ground, the silence into the roar from the last post, the minute silence into the roar is absolutely incredible. And when you run out in the ground that day, it is like a wall of sound hits you. And it's very hard for other people to understand who haven't run through the banner. And the banner is one thing, but the sound that hits you is something like I've never experienced before. And it's the fact that Essendon and Collingwood get to play in it is very privileged. I can see why the clubs want it moved around because, maybe there is an argument that other players should get to appreciate that and other supporters should get to appreciate it, but it's a very special day to be part of.
I reckon it's the only game where there's a bit of envy from a lot of players past and present that you never get that opportunity that the Bombers and Collingwood have had for years and done a remarkably good job.
Yeah, and look, it's obviously Anzac Day stems back to, Anzac Cove and what happened in Gallipoli. But that 1995 game when we played and it was a draw between Essendon and Collingwood and we came to the game not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing that this was going to be a huge game. Yes, we were all, Sheeds and I think Lee Matthews was coach of Collingwood, had spoken to the players about the importance of Anzac Day. But then to run at the ground when there's 95,000 people there and a draw and set the scene for what was going to be the history in the AFL. None of the players driving in that day thought we would be part of what we ended up being a part of.
James, you would have had the pleasure of meeting one of the greatest Australians I've ever met, a gentleman by the name of Jack Jones, a legend of the Essendon Footy Club. I think he played in 7 grand finals, including a draw. Jay, he's won multiple premierships. He served in Papua New Guinea. He's actually the grandfather of Sarah Jones, who worked for Fox Sports. I'm sure you've had some time and the pleasure of Jack's time over the years. Just what this day is all about is, if anyone hasn't heard of Jack Jones, Google the man because he's one of the more remarkable Australians you'll ever hear.
And he's such a gentleman too. Yeah. For what he's achieved in life, both in war and also in football, is quite extraordinary. But he's a very, very humble individual. You'd sit down with him, talk about his time in football, and he'd always play himself down. But then you talk about the war, and he's very, very serious and obvious as it should be, and solemn. And that's the reason why the players respect it so much, because they actually go back and talk to ex-servicemen who have either fought in, with the Second World War, with the Vietnam War, the Korean War, or current day battles that Australian servicemen are part of. But I think the great thing about that day is the football does respect the ex-servicemen and women, and current servicemen and women that that are out there, serving Australia at present.
That respect is brilliant, Hurdy. But is that right? Do you think it should be shared, Anzac Day?
I don't. I don't think it should be shared. But I mean, I'm biased, obviously.
Do you, Jay?
No, I think they've done an excellent job.
So do I.
Yeah. No, I think it's fair enough. What about the master orator and motivator, Kevin Sheedy? What was it like as a player when he was down in the bowels of the MCG talking about mateship, commitment, sacrifice?
Yeah, Sheeds would build it up all week. But it was the one day that he didn't talk a lot about football. He would talk about, and he'd always bring in a different perspective, whether it be a fighter pilot from the Second World War, whether it be a Vietnam War veteran, whether it be a person from the Navy, whether it be a nurse, whether it be someone who's very different to tell their story so that we could appreciate what people went through. And you look at the conditions that soldiers or nurses or service women had to go through during these battles. This is just extraordinary situations that you try and take out in the field, no matter how bad it was for you out on the ground. Nothing could come close to what they went through. And the one thing that that he would always say is that you cannot compare war to football. But what you can do is play with a respect for what's happened before you and respect on that day. And in the end, it was about winning and losing, but it was much more than that on the day.
Your own personal performances on that day, it's part of the legend of AFL football. I don't think that'd be overstating it too much. 3 times you're awarded the Anzac Medal for best on ground, James. Was that just because you're a good player and you frequently got best on ground, or was Anzac Day something more, or was it just another game of footy and you happened to perform really well on that day 3 times?
There's a couple of things. My grandfather fought in the Second World War in Papua New Guinea, and my uncle on my father's side was a fighter pilot for the RAF and got shot down over France and spent a couple of years in a concentration camp in Germany and under the Germans. So I'd always listen to the stories about the Second World War from my relatives, which was very important to me, and Anzac Day was important. But our daughter was born on Anzac Day back in 1999, mm-hmm. and during that period, I hadn't played a lot of football, and you know, I was getting criticised. And Anzac Day 2000 was sort of like the day that my body came back together after being injured for a long time. And so from that day, there's a lot of reasons to be it was important for me and my wife and my family. But ultimately, it was just wanting to play well on a big day and be respectful to what had gone before us in you know, in Australian history.
And so now, with the chance to reflect on your AFL football playing career, what does that mean to you? The performances you put in on that day?
Yeah, very very special. I think that just coming to the ground on that day, it was a different day, a different feel, and the pressure on you as a player was different. It just felt different. It was a bigger experience. And so I think you always want to play well on big days. And, you know, sometimes Collingwood would be up higher on the ladder, sometimes we'd be higher on the ladder, but it didn't really matter. It was normally a pretty quality game. So it was wanting to play well under pressure. I think it wasn't finals, but Joey, you know, I don't know what Ross Lyon was like, but Sheeds was always under pressure of a big game. You got to play well. And we all of us played poorly on big days sometimes. It just happened. But you wanted to be known for a player who played well on the important days.
Yeah, that was the best 10 minutes of our radio program, I would say, Howie. Oh, I got goosebumps listening to you then. Oh, speak about the importance of that occasion, Howie. Great
certainly
insight, Hurdy.
Better than quiz. I thought Hurdy's top five was pretty good as well. But,